your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to the Alchemy Podcast, where we're on a quest to explore the intersection of cannabis, compliance, and creative in the marketing world today and beyond.
Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy. Excited to have John Brankus, Chief Brand Officer at Killcliff, join us today. John, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you? Appreciate you having me.
Hello, great to have you. So John, you are a six-time Emmy Award-winning creator, you're a host, and you're also a producer of ESPN Sports Science, and of course, one of the most well-respected figures in sports, and you're also the first ever Chief Brand Officer at Killcliff. So, you know, I think a great way just to open up the show is, what got you, you know, the most excited about joining the brand?
You know, my history with sports science was one that afforded me the opportunity to really sort of experience one of everything. So I had one of every device, one of every diet, and one of every drink. And I've been in a very fortunate spot where I can pick and choose sort of the brands and products that I want to get behind. And when Killcliff came along, honestly, I'm a super boring consumer. I don't drink alcohol. I drink water. And so I've never been a traditional energy drink consumer. So Killcliff comes along and it's no sugar, nothing artificial, nothing fake, B vitamins, electrolytes, you know, founded by a Navy SEAL. Seems like, wow, this is a cool product. So I tried it and I'm like, oh my God, this is an amazing drink. And the folks behind it, in particular, the CEO, John Timar, you know, and G-Dub and the whole team, Killcliff team, it was just incredible. So it was like this perfect match where I'm like, wow, I can really get behind this product. It's in a great spot to grow. It's in an exciting sector. I had never previously endorsed any kind of energy drink. So, originally it started off as kind of an endorsement deal, but rapidly turned into me becoming actually the CMO of Killcliff because I was so passionate about it. So I literally picked up and moved to right outside of Atlanta where Killcliff is based. And, you know, we're crushing it and just loving life. So I literally drink water and Killcliff. So those are my two options.
Sounds very healthy.
Yeah. You know, I'm like I said, I'm boring and, you know, more people than you think are kind of boring. But, you know, Killcliff not only is a, you know, amazing energy drink, it's also a great mixer. Even though I don't drink alcohol, everybody is like, oh, my God, it's the best mixer ever. You know, all the traditional energy drinks, you know, kind of suck to mix. But, you know, Killcliff is amazing.
Well, you guys obviously have been killing it in the space, you know. You most recently, you know, launched a CBD beverage. And obviously, you know, Alchemy, we have all sorts of guests coming from, you know, the cannabis space, the CBD space, lawyers, really anyone who's involved in the movement. And I'm just curious, you know, you guys partnered with Joe Rogan to launch the Flaming Joe CBD infused drink. So, you know, I think for one, talk to us a little bit about that partnership. And then also talk to us about the evolution of really, what made you guys move into the CBD category?
So yeah, John Timar, the CEO of Killcliff, was really the sort of visionary behind moving into the CBD space. You know, not only is Killcliff the best-selling clean energy drink in the world, it's the best-selling, you know, clean energy CBD drink in the world. And the Joe Rogan drink is the best-selling CBD drink, you know, in the line of best-selling clean energy CBD beverages with Killcliff. So the Joe Rogan partnership really started organically. He was consuming the product and really liked it just organically and you know, has really come into the Killcliff fold very organically. So, you know, we feel very grateful that, you know, someone, you know, of Rogan's stature is really supporting the brand so much so he now has his own drink. And it's a really exciting proposition because there are a lot of people who have never tried a CBD beverage, have never tried a clean energy drink. But when you combine everything that Killcliff has with the Flaming Joe, you have a spicy pineapple drink that's CBD infused. That is absolutely amazing. And I'm somebody, you know, within the sort of cannabis space, like I've never even smoked pot. Like I said, I'm super boring, but the CBD drinks are like next level amazing to me.
That's awesome. So I think, you know, just as far as like numbers are concerned, you know, I think Killcliff overall, you know, you guys are recognized as, you know, one of the, I think it was the top 250 most disruptive brands across the country. And then on the CBD side of the fence, you guys are, I think, ranked number one for America's CBD drink. Like, that's pretty amazing. And I think for, you know, a lot of companies that are trying to dive in to kind of capitalize on the CBD craze, talk to us a little bit about how that has been. You know, obviously, you had a lot of people who've been drinking your products. You've had athletes. How has that transcended into, is it a new customer that's trying it? Is it your old customers that are like, hey, I'm actually going to try it with the CBD now? Like, what has that been like?
Yeah, it's a little of both because, you know, Killcliff has been around for a bit. And all of the core customers are trying all of our new products. And we just have a massive influx of new customers now. People are discovering Killcliff for the very first time, you know, all over the place. Obviously, Rogan is a massive ambassador, but we have our own original programming. We have our own network that we're launching. You know, we have shows with everybody from Ray Lewis to, you know, Lacey Evans from the WWE and, you know, launching shows with lots of big celebrities in musical acts and athletes. And it's interesting how many people, when they come to the brand, they stick around. Because there's good reason. It's a, you know, a healthy, clean energy drink. And there is, it is solving a problem that exists in the world that, for lack of a better word, traditional energy drinks are toxic. You know, they're just full with, you know, so much sugar and synthetic caffeine that they're just not good for you. Right. You know, the new consumer that's coming is coming and staying. So that's a, you know, incredible sign, you know, and there are just some unbelievable stats that are just happening now in terms of our growth trajectory. And, you know, we're really honored. We're very honored, but honestly, we're just getting started. Even though we're number one, our job now is just to put more distance between us and everybody else. But we're really just getting started because, you know, there are so many new customers coming into Killcliff, making the change, you know, making a better choice. And really, you know, finding that this brand is not only is it a badass brand, but it's irreverent. You know, we have an amazing sense of humor and an amazing group of ambassadors, and a unique take on marketing, for certain.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about you. Your background is pretty interesting. You know, I know when we first opened up the show, you know, you're a 6-time Emmy award-winning creator. You're also the host and producer of ESPN Sports Science. You're the author of Perfection Point. You're also in The Times, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, bestsellers all over the place. You're also a producer, TV, movie, documentaries. You're a motivational speaker. You're also a musician. You're a man of many talents. and so I'm really curious from you as far as like your brain, like, how are you looking at this brand right now from a marketing perspective? Obviously, you've worked with top athletes and studying human performance for years. And so how do you kind of stitch together kind of everything that you know with marketing? I think also from a new product perspective with CBD, like how are you thinking about the science of the Killcliff products, you know, elevating athletes and consumers alike?
The most important thing is to be distinctive. If you're going to be something, be it all the way. Sports science is a really great example. You know, it resonated with people because we told you exactly what it was. Sports science. That's what it was. It was this. We're going to produce, you know, segments unlike anything that you've ever seen before, put athletes to the ultimate test. When you think of Killcliff, now Killcliff, the clean energy drink, is a value proposition where we're telling the consumer we own a quirky brand and name, and we own being the ultimate clean energy drink. That I can get behind as a value proposition. You know, if you only have limited number of resources and a limited number of things that you can say, you might as well use it to perpetuate positive energy. You know, Killcliff was founded by a Navy SEALs, run by a Navy SEAL, And that proposition, sort of the scientific proposition of this is a better for you clean energy drink, is one that the public needs to hear. And, you know, I'm honored to be able to get behind it and to be a part of the company because the product itself is so amazing. Then when you dive into the people and the influencers and everybody who's around the brand, it's just the cool place to be. And that's what I really love, making sports science kind of the vehicle where it was a real honor to come in and to be on the show. You had to be a top tier athlete. And, you know, Kilcliff is kind of, you know, a new manifestation, certainly in the energy drink space of, you know, it's where, look, if you don't care about what you're putting in your body and you want to pollute your body and you want to inject toxins into it, then we're not for you. Otherwise, you can hang out with us. And if you are concerned about being healthy and want to be cool at the same time, those two things exist in the world of Kilcliff.
Yeah. I feel like we've had some incredible guests on the show that I think would very much benefit this product. So we've had Daniel Carcillo on, who, you know, won 2 Stanley Cups, you know, played for 10 seasons on the Blackhawks. And he's involved in a lot of CBD stuff right now as well. And actually moving into psilocybin, which is even more interesting, but you probably never tried that. We also had Al Harrington on, who played, you know, 20 plus seasons in the NBA, and he's now got his own cannabis company. So I feel like those guys are probably really good targets for Kilcliff. But I had a random question. Talk to us about the name.
Listen to me. There are a lot of stories. Everybody can try to Google it and figure it out. You know, some say that the original founder, that his roommate was named Cliff, and they created a brand called Kilcliff. Kind of as a goof to say, like, hey, I think I can sell a product that's, you know, it kind of this strange name. But some people also think that it was a formula that was created in a secret government project back in the 50s and was called Project Kilcliff, and it was the only nutrition required. You can try to search on the internet for yourself and try to figure out, where does the name actually come from? You know, I like the, you know, secret government project because of the Navy SEAL background, but, you know, maybe it is a drink that was named after a roommate. Who knows?
Just from like a straight marketing perspective, is there like a specific consumer group? Obviously you've had, you know, the folks around it from at least a Navy SEAL Marine perspective, like who's consuming these products? Like, is it someone who really needs like, an upcharge for work? Is it someone who's working out? Is it both? Like, I'm sure you have multiple groups, but like, what's your core customer?
Yeah, our core customer are people who want to own the decision of what they're putting in their bodies, honestly. And when you look at somebody like Joe Rogan, right? Like, he's gone on every kind of diet, he's tried everything, and he reports back like, here's what I really believe in. Here's what I am attracted to and what works for me. And Kilcliff is the own it brand. You know, it's the look, you know, if you care about what you're putting in your body, you drink our beverage. I don't think that's broken down by male or female. It's broken down by being a badass human being who, you know, owns the decisions in their own life. So that really is our target consumer, you know, is, you know, people who want to take ownership into what they're putting into their bodies. And we have use case scenarios, you know, for a lot of our product. You know, we have a low caffeine product with Energize and Recover. It's got 25 milligrams of clean green tea caffeine. And then we have, our Ignite product line that has 150 milligrams of clean green tea caffeine. We've got our CBD line as well. So we kind of have a use case scenario for everything. But most importantly, the common link is that they're all clean energy drinks. And that's really important. There are a lot of people, since we have come out and announced that we are a clean energy beverage, there are a lot of people who are trying to hook onto that train and see the wisdom in marketing health. But we, you know, fortunately are way out in front. And I think that as people discover the different brands that are out there and really dive into it, they're going to find that Kilcliff is an amazing lifestyle accessory. Right. It's way more than just a drink. It's really about representing that you own your own decisions.
Awesome. So I want to just like jump back to the Flaming Joe CBD infused drink. So, you know, after the partnership, you know, what type of traction did that get for the brand? Like, was it was it like a landfill of just like all these additional consumers? Like, did you see a dramatic, you know, jump? I'm just curious from when you have a person of that stature that is that actually has a drink, what that actually does to the brand.
You know, what's interesting is that our most successful launch in 2020 prior to Flaming Joe was our CBD drink Strawberry Daze. And that was a drink all on its own, you know, referred it just, you know, a brand new CBD beverage, and it set all kinds of sales records. Then we put out the Flaming Joe, and it broke the records that Strawberry Daze had created. And each successive product that we're putting out, I think, is going to just set a record because we have such an influx of customers. And, you know, Rogan obviously plays a big part in that. But once you arrive at a page in a product, you know, you need to be able to deliver. And that's where Killcliff, you know, does that in spades. It's just, it's a lifestyle accessory. It's more than just the Flaming Joe. And Flaming Joe is an amazing beverage. It's probably my favorite drink in the Killcliff lineup. But people are discovering all kind. You're coming, seeing that, oh my God, you have so many different flavors and so many different categories that people are staying for far more than just Flaming Joe. So yeah, we saw a big spike, but that spike is continuing. So it's it's hard to say at what point something is a spike or just the new normal.
Yeah, we've been going through this pandemic for a year now, and it has impacted some businesses. A lot of businesses, believe it or not, the impact has been very positive in the sense of, you know, when you think about the cannabis industry in particular, you know, cannabis was deemed essential early on in the pandemic. So say like they couldn't keep things on the shelves. And I'm just curious with your brand, you know, during the pandemic, was it unchanged? Did you notice there was maybe a dip or an increase? And it's just interesting to hear lots of different companies kind of how they've, you know, fared during this whole 12-month ordeal.
Yeah. Throughout 2020 and 2021, we have really thrived. And if you were to sort of take a case study as to why, it goes far beyond, you know, a pandemic happened. I mean, I joined the company, Rogan joined the company, a pandemic happened. People became more concerned about what they're putting in their bodies. You know, we had an incredible product lineup ahead of time when people were coming to discover Killcliff. They were greeted with a wide array of products, and we launched plenty of new offerings. So, you know, for us, we are at, you know, sort of all time records, and that's not going away anytime soon. So whether or not the world is opened up or whether or not the world is closed, Killcliff is, you know, certainly here to stay because we really have found our groove in our messaging and in the product delivery that we know our customer wants.
Awesome. Your production company, you guys have created some pretty award-winning, groundbreaking advertising campaigns. So I'm just curious, you know, if you're applying any of your creative content skills to Killcliff, and if you are, any, you know, epic campaigns coming out that you could maybe talk about?
Yeah, we have so many ads that we've created. You know, I've had the great fortune of working with some of the world's biggest brands and really applying my creative energy to, you know, something like Killcliff is a big thrill. We have a lot of, all I can say is we have a lot of new ad campaigns. We have a whole media platform that we're going to be launching with Killcliff. And we have, you know, tremendous amount of outside of the box marketing ideas and executions that are coming. So we want everybody to be hit from every angle possible. And it's exciting to sort of tee those up and unleash them. So, you know, throughout 2021, I think that our brand recognition is going to increase dramatically.
Love it. So, John, if you listened to the show before, we always do kind of, you know, business in the beginning of the show, and then we just kind of end things with some quick fire questions.
Yep.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. First question. What weird food combinations do you really enjoy?
I'm so boring. When I say there's hardly anything, you know, ketchup and eggs is about as weird as I get.
Oh.
But everybody eats that. It's not weird. I eat clean, so there's nothing really strange.
I was gonna say I can't eat eggs without ketchup. Yeah. What are you worried about right now?
You know what? I cannot tell you how I am not worried. I'm super happy with the present moment. And I've learned, especially over the last year or so, to not worry about the past or the present and to be, or the past or the future, and to be very present. So I'm really, honestly, in terms of being worried, I'm just not a worrier.
Who was your craziest, either craziest or most interesting teacher throughout life?
You know, if I had to pick one teacher, my mother is amazing. And that, you know, everyone's like, oh, my mom's amazing. But I'm telling you, my mom is pretty amazing. She's shown me, you know, so many different facets of life, not only in words, but in action, on, you know, in terms of just doing whatever it is that you want to do. My mom is a total baller. So I would say she's definitely my best teacher. She's been an amazing teacher. And then my wife, you know, takes it to a whole other level. I've never met somebody more positive than my wife. And I am so blessed to have met her.
That's awesome. Well, I hope they're both listening right now, because that's
yeah.
Very nice thing to say. And, you know, I would say just like final quick question, just because I'm curious. What's the last picture you took on your phone?
I take screenshots all the time. I'm the constant like, ooh, I need to take a screenshot so I don't forget that. So most of my photo album is screenshots. But the last like picture I took, it's a screenshot with a Apple ID verification code.
Look, John.
So this there you go. You took a picture of your feet in the pool.
Well, yeah, because I just opened the pool today.
There you go.
So everyone thinks I'm crazy, but because
I got my boat out of storage and getting her tuned up. It's springtime.
My boat's coming out April 20th.
You know what's interesting about a boat is everyone is like, oh, that's the worst investment ever. Who said you have to make money on a boat?
No way. By the way, my boat was my best investment in life.
Yeah, it's like it's a memory maker.
I'm on there fishing, friends. Like, yeah, it's expensive, but yeah.
What else are you going to do?
Certainly not an investment. John, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, and you know, congrats on everything, and congrats on also launching the CBD beverage. And yeah, I mean, I can't wait to try it. Actually, yeah. I feel like it's made for me.
Send me your address, and I'll send you a whole bunch.
Awesome. All right, John.
All right, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.